It is appropriate on the eve of the Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys that we bring inside the studio former Cowboys quarterback, current Fox analyst, Mr. Troy Aikman, who joins us. Troy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I rooted against you. I will honestly admit, and you know that.
Nobody, so did every viewer out there. So.
Exactly. What kind of thoughts did you have about the Eagles when you played? It was certainly a lot of Reggie and Jerome and Clyde in your face.
Yeah, it was. Shoot, first time I played the Eagles was, you know, of course, my rookie year, and it wasn't until Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah,
and,
I remember the game.
It was not a good game and for anybody. And, you know, what you kind of learned as a quarterback against the Eagles, regardless of whoever the coach was or who the defensive coordinator was they came after the quarterback. They hit you a lot. They were certainly, you know, really talented, even after Reggie left and went to Green Bay and the names changed. But they were always very physical. It was always very, very difficult and punishing for a quarterback.
Troy, you were in Dallas during a period of time when you were building the franchise, and the Eagles obviously in that situation. Now, what does Chip Kelly need to do? What are kind of some of the things that you will look for along the way as he builds this program?
Well, I like what Chip's doing. I really do. I like the scheme. You know, the offense has been very productive. They've just got to keep from beating themselves, but they're moving the football against everybody they play. You know, the thing that they don't have right now that they have always had that I was just talking about is a real dominant defense. And you know, I think those are areas that will continue to improve. But offensively, they give themselves a chance each week to win games. A lot like the team that I came in with in 89, a college coach and trying to prove himself and whether or not his way of doing things can work at this level. And Chip finds himself in the same position. But I don't doubt for a minute that he's going to be successful here in Philadelphia.
How does a college coach have to win over a locker room? Is it more difficult?
Well, I think it's a little more difficult because, you know, you're dealing with a different athlete in the NFL. It's a more mature, more responsible player. You know, he's typically married, got kids, you know, they're grown men. And so a lot of times a college coach will come in and they're looked down upon by the veteran players because they feel that, you know, hey, this guy's trying to come in and run this college stuff. And, you know, that's not the way we operate around here. And that's the same criticism that Jimmy had. I mean, they just said, hey, look, this college stuff doesn't work at this level. You just got to relax. And to Jimmy's credit back then, he said, hey, I think every player needs to be motivated, whether they're paid professionals or whether they're college athletes. And he stuck with the things that he was successful doing in college, and it worked. And I sense the same thing with Chip. You know, he's going to make a few adjustments because you're going to have to do some of that. But for the most part, he's going to stick to what worked for him in college.
You just met Chip for the first time. Thoughts on what he's all about?
Well, I'm a big fan. You know, you can tell he's a football nerd. He loves being, you know, in the film room, studying it, coming up with different ways to attack defenses and get better. And, you know, I like being around those type of guys. And that's why I say he brings a real energy to this program, something that was probably needed from the last couple of years with Andy. But, I like him a lot.
You talked about the scheme. I think we're trying to figure out the scheme. We know that it's been very productive. They've moved the football out. They're fifth in the league in scoring. What, in layman's terms, what is this scheme all about offensively?
Well, I think it's two or three offenses kind of rolled into one. I don't think you can just say, hey, here's what they do or, you know, and define it quite like that. But what I see really is an offense that's very similar as far as what it's trying to do as the West Coast offense was. You know, it really stretches defenses out, you know, not only vertically, but it stretches you out horizontally. And certainly Eagle fans have seen that. Whether it's you go three receivers here with the bubble screens and things of that nature, if you get matchup problems on the outside, you can get it to those guys, the playmakers. You know, and then you can also stretch it the other way with the running game. And I think they're very well coached. I think the offensive line is very well coached. And then off of that, then you see some of the more traditional spread sets that we're seeing all around the league on more passing downs when you don't have quite the same threat, you know, with the running game. But it's about creating space with your players, and then also it's a numbers game as to what side is most advantageous, and that's where they're going to attack.
It was interesting, as Chip was hired in the first couple of weeks, months before people saw this team on the field, analysts wondering if this was a gimmick kind of offense, yeah. Gimmick kind of head coach. You say no.
Yeah, I don't think it's a gimmick offense at all. I think it's very sound. We had the Eagles against Denver, and in preparing for that ball game, going back and looking at, you know, what the Eagles had been doing offensively, Of course, Michael Vick was running the ball well in the opener against Washington, and there was this notion that, wow, you really have to have a running quarterback in order to effectively run this offense. And in studying it and seeing what they were doing within the passing game as well as the running game, I said, you know, I don't think that's the case. I think you need a quarterback that can throw the football, and then if you have a runner off of that, that's great, but it's not required. And that's been proven here the last 2 weeks with Nick Foles. And this is an offense that I would have liked to have played in. I think that I could have been successful in this offense. I think Peyton Manning could be successful in this offense, Tom Brady. I don't think it requires someone who's real fleet of foot.
Is Nick Foles, what do you see from him? What do you see that he possibly could be?
Well, I see a guy who is still a young player, mm-hmm. but he seems to have a pretty good understanding of what he's being asked to do within the offense. Certainly, he's not going to create things with his legs the way that Michael Vick is, but you know, he's got to distribute the football, which is his game no matter what offense he's in. He's got LeSean McCoy, who's a terrific runner. I like what I've seen of Nick. He's going to continue to improve as he gets more and more acclimated to the things that are happening within the scheme.
Troy, what do you think about Sunday? Two teams, 3-3, playing for, as weird as it is with 3-3 records, playing for first place in the NFC East. Both teams have explosive offenses. Both teams have struggled defensively. What do you think Sunday?
Well, I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be a great game. You know, for two teams that are 500, I do think this is a big game as far as what the implications may be down the road with the playoffs. One of these two teams is going to win the East. But they're really mirror images of each other, as you just said. Defensively, you know, the Cowboys started out the year playing very well defensively, and they were creating takeaways. And then the last few weeks, they've struggled a little bit. Were much better last week against the Redskins, but against the Chargers and then the Broncos, they really struggled. Of course, the Eagles struggled against the Broncos as well. But you know, both teams have had their moments offensively, and then defensively they've had their struggles. And right now Dallas is beat up along the defensive front, and the Eagles should be afforded some protection if DeMarcus Ware doesn't play in this game. And it'll be interesting to see ultimately how this game unfolds. But I expect it to be a great game.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time in Philly. The Eagles fans are nice to you while you're here, right?
Love the Eagles. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
They are. And I you know, I think they learned, or at least, maybe not learned, I think they've kind of accepted me as a broadcaster first and a former Cowboy second, where that wasn't always the case when I first started working.
You're a
in this
great
business.
Broadcaster.
Thank you.
Joy to watch, joy to listen to. Thank you very much, Troy Aikman. Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.